Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Friday, April 7th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. A team of six students at a Kansas high school newspaper investigated their newly hired principal. Days after the students found discrepancies in her credentials, the principal resigned. The student journalist at Pittsburgh High School in southeastern Kansas had gathered to talk about Amy Robertson, who was hired as the high school's head principal on March 6th. She was going to be the head of our school, and we wanted to be assured that she was qualified and had the proper credentials, said Trina Paul, a senior and an editor of the Booster Redux, the school's newspaper. We stumbled on some things that most might not consider legitimate credentials, she said. When they researched Corlins University, the private university where Robertson said she attained her master's and doctorate degree, the website didn't work. They found no evidence that it was an accredited university. The students did more digging and found several articles referring to Corlins as a diploma mill, where people can buy a degree, diploma, or certificates. On Tuesday night, Robertson resigned. After local news broke that Robertson had resigned, numerous national journalists tweeted the student's story, congratulating them for their work. I honestly thought they were joking at first, 17-year-old Connor Balthador told the Washington Post. It was awesome to know that such respected members of the journalism community had our backs. There is exciting new research that has proven sugarcane can be genetically engineered to produce oil in its leaves and stems for biodiesel production. Surprisingly, the modified sugarcane plants also produced more sugar, which could be used for ethanol production. The dual-purpose bioenergy crops are predicted to be more than 5 times more profitable per acre than soybeans and 2 times more profitable than corn. More importantly, sugarcane can be grown on marginal land in the Gulf Coast region that does not support good corn or soybean yields. This study conducted by a multi-institutional team led by the University of Illinois analyzes the project's first genetically modified sugarcane varieties. Using a juicer, the researchers extracted about 90% of the sugar and 60% of the oil from the plant. The juice was fermented to produce ethanol and later treated with organic solvent to recover the oil. The team has patented the method used to separate the oil and sugar. They recovered 0.5 and 0.8% oil from two of the modified sugarcane lines, which is 67% and 167% more oil than unmodified sugarcane, respectively. After a quiet conversation with a student, she learned that many of her students didn't have bicycles because their families could not afford to buy one. Susan Blomquist decided she was going to make sure every student at her school had a bicycle to call their own. It's the basic childhood right. It's joy, she said. Every single child deserves that. And a bike is one of the top things that represent that, she said. Blomquist launched an online fundraising campaign and raised more than $80,000 to buy 650 bicycles. It took only 3 months to do that. Among those who made donations were people with only a few dollars to their names. People living in other countries, major corporations, and star comedian and talk show host Steve Harvey. Volunteers helped assemble the bikes for the big surprise. Don't know very many cities where communities of strangers take off work and assemble bikes for kids they don't know, for a teacher they've never heard of, for a school they've never heard of. Blomquist surprised the kids Thursday morning by unveiling the bikes in the school parking lot. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.